I hate to say the word issue because I know some people are really concerned about it. There's nothing health-wise. Nobody dies of cellulite. On the coroner's report, you never saw like cause of death. Cellulite. Yep, that's the cause of death.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, how's it going? Glad you're back here for this week's exciting episode of the No Cap Health Show. So I was tagged a lot in this one video about cellulite, and I thought it was really interesting because cellulite, first of all, is like a term in like the 1970s that was really huge in 80s. So I was really surprised to see it making a comeback here in the year 2022. But this was a hugely viral video, and I think it was a good one to cover today because it's going to talk about a way to get rid of cellulite. And without further ado, and I don't know why people say that because most people don't speak French, and who knows what ado actually really means in the English language. But so let's just run with that video. Here we go.
What's something you'll get a lot of hate for if you say it out loud?
My name's Albert Gramoff, and I've taken bikini competitors all the way to the Mr. Olympic competitions. And cellulite is a hydration problem, not a diet and exercise problem. Put baking soda and sea salt in your water, and it'll go away, if you're consistent, anywhere from 3 to 6 months.
So baking soda and salt water, will that dissolve your cellulite? Could something so easy be so effective and so magical? I wish it was. Look, I really wish something like this was. When I see these videos, of course, there's always a part of me, and I know you probably have that same feeling that you want it to be true. You know, you have that hopium, like hope, but hopium, and it's addictive. People have hopium just like opium. So you want it to be real. You want it to be so simple. But unfortunately, it is cap. It's cap. So let's first talk about what is cellulite. So cellulite is that lumpy skin or uneven skin. Usually it's on people's thighs or their butts or their hips. And this could be a sign of cellulite. Basically, it is fat that has a little bit of an uneven distribution or uneven surface. You can even get it in the breasts as well or in the belly. And cellulite is actually caused from different formations of fat underneath the skin. Some people can be more likely to get it, but it's something that is pretty common. And certainly nothing as simple as just, you know, having baking soda and salt is going to be able to solve this type of anatomical issue. And I hate to say the word issue because I know some people are really concerned about it. There's nothing health-wise. Like nobody dies of cellulite, right? Like on the coroner's report, you never saw like cause of death. Cellulite. Yep, that's the cause of death. And most coroners actually talk like that. So not exactly huge in the personality side of things. But then you have the occasional one that's really kind of wild and crazy, plays in a rock band on the weekends. But nonetheless, cellulite is not a dangerous thing. Let's shift gears into what are some things people can do that does have some science behind it to help with cellulite. Well, from a temporary point of view, any of the creams that are out there for cellulite that have caffeine. Caffeine temporarily increases blood flow, so it can basically work as a diuretic to get rid of water, but it's just temporary. So it can reduce the appearance of cellulite. Also, any of those creams that have retinol can also help reduce the appearance, but sometimes it may take about 6 months to see results. And there are procedures. So I'm going to give you like Dr. Brian's top 10 what research backs for cellulite. It's actually not really going to be the top 10. Okay, just between you and me. It's really just the top seven, but we're just going to call it the top 10. I'm doing a generous roundup, a very generous roundup. So there's a procedure out there that's quite effective called cool sculpting. It's actually non-invasive. It uses something called cryolipolysis, which is just a fancy way of saying really, really cold temperatures can break down and dissolve some fat. And it can actually make about a penetration of an inch. It may take a few months to work. Number two is ultrasound, also non-invasive, uses types of sound waves that can help reduce fat. There's a non-surgical procedure called Selfina, which is injecting a material into the cellularity of the fat. Another one, number four, acoustic wave therapy that can help reduce cellulite, but also has shown to stimulate collagen production too. There's lasers and radio frequency treatments. And radio frequency is just a fancy way of saying heat. I actually use that a lot in my practice. We have a special device that has radio frequency on the end of a little probe. It's called CK, the procedure. And CK, by the way, is not for Calvin Klein, but stands for conductive keratoplasty. And it's using little heat spots basically in a circular pattern to change the shape of the cornea. We can do that for improving people's ability to read without glasses. My wife did that. And she actually still talks to me all these years later. And there's another procedure. This is number six, vacuum-assisted precise tissue release, where this device with little tiny blades can cut these bands of collagen and fat to help smooth things out. And lastly, there have been some very cool, very impressive videos on TikTok and Instagram using carboxytherapy. And this is where carbon dioxide is injected right beneath the skin. And it increases blood flow, but it does help reduce the appearance of cellulite. And some people do that actually even around the eyes, for bags around the eyes. We may take a number of treatments, up to 10 treatments. So that's your top 10. Again, I'm generously rounding up for proven types of procedures for cellulite. So in summary, I would say when you see these videos, always remember if it's too good to be true, and I hate to use this hackneyed, staid, trite, overused. I'm looking at all the different synonyms in my mind's eye for this expression. But nonetheless, if it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. There's a few exceptions, like when I did the research on rice water and rosemary oil and rosemary water for hair growth. Actually, that really does work. So sometimes it's not too good to be true, but most times it is. And this is one of those cases for cellulite using baking soda and salt. What's in store for next week? I bet you're wondering. I'm wondering too. No, I'm just kidding. It's right here, right in front of me. I see what we're going to do next week. It's going to be addressing a Navy SEAL sleep hack. How's that for alliteration between Navy and hack? Navy SEAL sleep hack. In the meantime, don't forget to keep tagging me out there. Tell your friends about our podcast. Of course, tell your friends about our TikTok and Instagram and social media. Of course, if you have any questions, I will answer on Cameo. So that's the best way to get to me. And we will see you next week where we tackle the Navy SEAL sleep hack and the alliteration contained within. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.